Familyologia. Familyologia.
I will now take you back to the time before the Big Bang and the birth of the very first soul called the Universal Migrator. However, system protocols require confirmation of risk factor. No user has ever pre-incarnated back this far before. Are you sure you want to continue?
Rokumentarac, vaš vodič kroz svetove popularne muzike.
Kapetan broda, Asa Celtic.
Oh my god. You can't be. You can't be.
We win.
E pa drage moji, dragi moji, 14. sat petkom rezervisan kao i obično za rokumentarac Nastera Kolor Talasima Radio Beograda 1. Današnji rokumentarac sasvim poseban i što se tiče zvuka i što se tiče, verovali ili ne, boje. Ko kaže da muzika ne boji sve oko sebe? Boji i tekako, tek ćete čuti. Bio tamo negde u prvoj četvrtini prošlog milenijuma, boga mi čak ne ni prošlog, nego onog pretprošlog milenijuma, jedan čika, dakle, koji je brodio tamo negde oko Irske i između ostalih stvari, sve što je vezano za Irsku obojio u baš zeleno. I zvao se Sveti Patrik. Ili što bi naši rekli, Sveti Patrik je irski. Evo, Žarko pomalo podsjeća na njega u ovom trenutku, samo da pustiš bradu još i to je to. Aha, ali kapuljač ima veze sa kišom, jel da, da. No, Sveti Patrik ne bi imao nikakve veze sa rock'n'rollom da nije vezan za Irsku, jel? A Irska je vezana za rock'n'roll. Zašto? Pa zato što je kompletan maltene rock'n'roll proistekao manje više iz zajedničkog korena, iz koga je jedna od grana glavnih baš keltska muzika. I shodno tome, s obzirom da je sutra baš dan Svetog Patrika i taj famozni 17. mart, e onda je special edition rokumentarca baš današnji. Jedan potpuno zeleni rokumentarac koji počinje ovako. Dobrodošli, uživajte u sljedećih 50 minuta.
As we gather in the chapel here in old Kilmainham Jail, I think about these past few weeks, or will they say we failed from our school days? They have told us we must yearn for liberty. Yet all I want in this dark place is to have you here with me. Oh, grace, just hold me in your arms and let this moment linger. They'll take me out at dawn, I will die. With all my love, I'll place this wedding ring upon your finger. There won't be time to share our love, for we must say goodbye. Now I know it's hard for you, my love, to ever understand. love I bear for these brave men, my love for this dear land. But when Porrick called me to his side down in the GPO, I had to leave my own sick bed. To him I have to go. Oh, grace, just hold me in your arms and let this moment linger. Take me out to dawn, I will die. With all my love, I'll place this wedding ring upon your finger. There won't be time to share our love, for we must say goodbye. Now as the dawn is breaking, my heart is breaking too. On this May morn, as I walk out, my thoughts will be of you. And I'll write some words upon the wall, so everyone will know I loved so much that I could see his blood upon the rose. Oh, grace, just hold me in your arms and let this moment linger. They'll take me out to dawn and I will die. With all my love, I'll place this wedding ring upon your finger. There won't be time to share our love, for we must say goodbye. Oh, there won't be time to share our love, so we must say goodbye.
Jedna od najvećih, najpotresnijih ljubavnih priča u muzičkom svetu uopšte. Ovo je bio Jim McCann u pesmi Grace. Da, par o kome se radi su Grace Gifford i Joseph Plunkett. Oni koji znaju malo istoriju Irske znaju i ko su oni bili. No dobro, mi danas dakle slušamo St. Patrick's Day special dokumentarac i ono što nam sledi je band Ethan Rye u pesmi Man Behind the Wire i onda konačno veliki Shane McGowan, pa The Public Enemy number 1.
Armored cars and tanks and guns came to take away our sons. Every man must stand behind the men behind the wire. Armored cars and tanks and guns came to take away our sons. Every man must stand behind the men behind the wire. Up through the little streets of Belfast in the dark of early morn, British soldiers came marauding, wrecking little homes of scorn. Helots of crying children, dragging fathers from the beds. Even some pale helpless mothers watch the blood pour from their heads. Armored cars and tanks and guns came to take away our sons. Every man must stand behind the men behind the wire. Hell will march behind our banner, firm will stand behind the men. We will have them free to help us build a nation once again. All the people step together, proudly, firmly on their way. Never fear and never falter, till the boys come home to stay. Armored cars and tanks and guns came to take away our sons. Every man must stand behind the men behind the wire. Armored cars and tanks and guns came to take away our sons. Every man must stand behind the men behind the wire. We'll be right back.
the British Army, they just couldn't crush him. When he got out of jail, he showed up the IRA, and the papers called the party public enemy number one. One day he tired of it all and hung away his gun. But when he hung away his gun, he became the hunted one. He went into a phone box to make the local call. They shot him in the phone box, snatched his blood upon the wall. The covers in the north, they couldn't catch him. The British Army, they just couldn't touch him. But when he hung away his gun, he became the hunted one. And that was the end of party public enemy number one. And that was the end of party public enemy number one. And that was the end of party public enemy number one. The end of party, public enemy number one. Woo!
Shane McGowan, za mnoge zaista i jeste Paddy Public Enemy number one oličen u ovom čoveku, jer da nije bilo njega, irske, odnosno kraljevske muzike, ne bi ni bilo u mainstreamu u ovom obliku u kakvom je mi poznajemo. Naravno, tu se razvilo mnogo podpravaca, najizrazitiji su svakako Paddy Punk i onaj suvi etno irski, koji je opet sa neke druge strane gledano za pozorište i salone, dakle neka salonska verzija svega ovoga. U svakom slučaju, ono što Irci najviše vole je nekako došlo iz redova onoga što mi volimo da nazovemo na tuščici. Dakle, postoje velike zvezde, postoje veliki bendovi, postoje poznati bendovi i poznati izvođači, ali postoje i oni mali, manje poznati koji redovno sviraju, u krajnjoj liniji tamo svako svira non stop. Rađaju se s instrumentima valjda, ili šta li već. Te ćemo mi sada čuti par izuzetno popularnih irskih numera u izvođenju nekih potpuno, nama potpuno nepoznatih izvođača, ali koji su više nego zaslužili da budu prisutni ovde. Dakle, Mike Fox će nam izvesti verziju pesme Broad Black Brimmer, a zatim, ako mene pitate, možda i najbolja verzija pesme Fields of Athenry, u izvedbi Henrya Nasha, jednog potpunog natuščika, čućete već i sami. A inače, ove dve pesme su i stadionski favoriti što se tiče fudbalskih utakmica određenog kluba koji nosi zeleno-belo. Dakle, ovo je Rokomentarac.
There's a uniform what's hanging in what's known as father's room. A uniform so simple and its style. It has no braid of gold, no silk, no hat with feathered plume. My mother had preserved it all the while. One day she made me try it on, a wish of mine for years, in memory of your father dear, she said. And when I put the sombron on, she was smiling through her tears, she placed a broad black brimmer on my head. It's just a broad black brimmer, ribbons frayed and torn, with a curlous whisk of many a mountain breeze. An old trench coat, nestling petals stained and torn, and breeches barely trembling at the knee. A sundown belt with a buckle pin strong, and a holster that's been empty many a day. When then claim islands screen up the one that you should give them a word of broad black brimmer of the IRA. So uniformed and worn by my father.
I eto, šta se desi kad vam se pokvare kola, morate da uzmete Johnsonova, logično. Ovo je bila grupa Larkin, e sad prelazimo na nešto sasvim drugačije. Mnogi tvrde da najbolji interpretatori irske muzike dolaze van Irske. E sad, da li možemo da lociramo koji deo sveta je zadužen za najbolju? Ne možemo, naravno, zato što je irska muzika toliko pustila pipke u sve ostale delove sveta da je to potpuno neverovatno. To je zaista jedan svetski muzički fenomen. Slušat ćemo norvešku postavu Greenland Whale Fishers u pesmi Peggy Lettermore, a zatim slušamo The Young Dubs, Kanađane, koji će nam odsvirati Rocky Road to Dublin, dakle, verovatno možda i najpoznatiju od svih irskih tradicionalnih pesama.
Like a me up from my home and there and left the girl to jump. Nearly broke and had to salute the father dear. Get me there, the mother, drank a pint of beer. Grief and tears, mother, and after reaped the corn, leave where I was born. Cut the stout that turned the bandage gold, becomes a brand new pair of boots. Rattle over the bugs, fighting all the dogs, and a rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hot there and turn now down the rocky road, all the way to Dublin, whack for a layout. To Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Up the hair and turn her down the rocky road. All the way to Dublin, west for Aldi. To Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Up the hair and turn her down the rocky road. All the way to Dublin, back for Aldi. Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Up the hair and turn her down the rocky road. All the way to Dublin, mark for Aldi.
Čuli smo kanadsku postavu The Young Dubs u jednoj potpuno neobičnoj verziji pesme Rocky Road to Dublin. E, sada nam stiže neko zaista sa Zelenog ostrava. Pre nekoliko dana bio je u Beogradu gospodin Mundi, predstavio se beogradskoj publici, doduše u verziji čovjek i gitara, dakle njih dvoje, da, Mundi i gitara. I tom prilikom otpevao jedan dobar deo svog repertoara, međutim, Galway Girl nije pesma koja spada u njegov autorski opus. Potpisuje Steve Earle, ali je zaslužila već do sada da se nađe rame uz rame sa drugim tradicionalima irske, odnosno keltske muzike. Ovo je možda i najpoznatija verzija, trenutno kažu najpopularnije irske pesme, Galway Girl. Izvode je Mundi i... kako ovo da kažemo, da ne budem sentimentalan, čarobnjak na koncertini Sharon Sharon.
I took a
Tako to zvuči kad nekoliko desetina hiljada ljudi zajedno sa Mundijem i Sharon Shannon. Jeste, to je bila ona na koncertini kad pevaju svi zajedno Galway Girl. Međutim, ključno pitanje je koja pesma je ona koja je irsku muziku uvela u mainstream u punom smislu te reči. Ako mene pitate, baš ova. Bez nje ništa ne bi bilo isto.
leads her home. There was Johnny McGurk, who was scared of her work, and a man from Westmead come along. There was Slugger O'Toole, who was drunk as a rule, and fighting Bill Tracy from Dover. And your man, Mike McCann, from the banks of the Bann, was discovered on the Irish Rover.
Back to my empty room, I suppose I must have
Jeste, bili su to Pogsi, Thousands Are Sailing, po oceni mnogih, jedna od najboljih pesama iz novije istorije keltske, odnosno irske muzike. Pre toga čuli smo i The Irish Rover, Pogsi zajedno sa Dubliners-ima, dakle tu su dva velikana zajedno bila na snimku, Ronnie Drew, čovjek koji je od Dubliners-a napravio to što oni faktički i jesu, dakle jedan prepoznatljivi brend, i Shane McGowan, koga smo eto opet čuli i pre i posle pesme The Irish Rover. I za sam kraj današnjeg rokomentarca ja ću vam pre svega poželjeti da sutra budete što zeleniji, da budete što veseliji i da prosto na neki način date sebi oduška, šta god vam padalo na pamet, ali to je već na vama. Happy St. Patrick's Day, to bi trebalo da vam kažem sutra, ali evo, malo da poranimo i ne zaboravite, svako je kovač svoje sreće i svako je kralj svoga brda. Novi rokomentarac za 7 dana na istom mestu, u isto vreme, ovo je naš i vaš Radio Beograd 1.
Se dan poznaje.
Folder Srbija.
Onomatopeja.
Kad nemaš voz, a hoćeš na put. Kad bi da švicneš, a nemaš prut. Ako nemaš kuće, da zameniš mače, dobra je ideja onomatopeja. Dobro, dosta. 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 Šic, šic, kad kažem, šic.
Davno, davno bila dva drugara, Mata i Peja, i imali drugaricu Ono. Igrali se blizu Morave, a Morava je bila reka koja teče kako mora do mora. I pritom šumori i romori, mor, 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 mor.
Buć, bup, mjau, krc.
Dosadi njima jednoga dana da ćute pa izmisliše onomatopeju. Kako? Slušali zvukove i smisljali reči. O šumata i ušata šumadio. Plovi neki gnjurac rekom, pa stalno uranja i izranja. Gnjur, gnjur, čulo se. Buć, buć, dolazi iz pravca ribara koji bućka loveći somove. Hej, šta bućkate tamo, povikaše. I namah se setiše bakinih bućkavaca koje neki zovu i uštipcima. Sve troje su volili da štipkaju uštipke. Bilo im je smešno kako se uštipci gicaju, kao prasi dok ih golicaju. Znate onako, golic, golic, kiki, kiki. Pa su se kikotali kao šareni ćurići kad puć puriču.
Kad se igraš sata, ako glumiš vrata, ako nemaš vola, ako voziš kola, dobra je ideja onomatopeja. Ej, polako! Polako! Daj, prestani, pregazit ćeš me, koči!
Uć po riku, petle, ne gazi mi metle, vikala je ono. Taj dan odjek nešto nije bio raspoložen da bude pravi odjek, nego se zavitlavao kao neka vetrušina kad vitla vitlo od lišća koje šuška. Šuš, 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 šuška, peruš. Ma nije puć po riku petle, nego kukuriku petle, negodovala je moravska trstika. Trs, 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 šta to pricas? Umešala se mala štuka koja je štuc, 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 poštuckivala od velikog obroka. Ono, ono, mato, mato, peja. Peja. Čak je i Beograd, smatram, dobio ime po mnogim brigadama koje su kolale njime i brigama zabrinutih ljudi koji su šaputali BGRD, BGRD, BGRD. Nemoj da brigaš, život se stara, dok ima ljudi, bit će i onomatopejara. I čulo se brg, 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 odjekivalo breg, breg, brežina, eto otkud snežina. Odjednom krc, krc, krcnula je grančica, šuš, šuš, šuškala je slamčica, a meni je kvrcnulo ko ptici u letu, lepali su šuškanja sva na ovom svetu.